Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's Ann and Nancy, the Wilson sisters, bringing this back. That's Heart. That's the name of their band. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show, spinning platters and talking small business, talking Main Street business. And it's just you and me. It continues to be just you and me, as you know. Every week I take a segment or two and talk about things that are on my mind, just the two of us. And this is one of those segments. One of the things that I wrote a book called The Third Ingredient, thethirdingredient.com. You can find it on Amazon. But the reason I wanted to bring that up is because in that book, I talk about, in a way that nobody else really has done, how our ethics are being stressed right now. And the reason why you're probably feeling a lot more anxiety about technology. And the news is full of new breaches, really breaches of what you and I would consider to be best practices, fair practices, ethical practices. The news is full of those kinds of things, from Facebook to Google to now Yahoo. This is one of the things that I'm going to talk about that are being revealed right now. And what's happening is for 10,000 years, when you and I went to work, we applied our energy and our leverage while we applied our ethics. You and I were always nearby wherever we applied our leverage, either our muscle power or machine power or whatever. There was a human very nearby always applying our ethical behavior, ethical standards that we all accept, ethical standards that we've been developing for 10,000 years. That was what I call the analog age. There's still the analog age still exists, but it's diminishing. And the digital age is the new age, and it is increasing. And every day that you and I go to work, we're a little bit more digital and a little bit less analog in terms of leverage. You know that. Look at the magic wand in your hand. Look at your smartphone. You probably could, if you had to, you could probably live without your computer because you got a smartphone. Most of the things, it would be a little less comfortable, but you could do it, right? So that's digital leverage, my friends. And so think about this. There's more digital leverage and there's less analog leverage every day, over time, over a period of the last several years and over the period of the next several years there will be. And so... But what we're trying to do now is we're trying to expect ethical behavior the way we've always expected it for 10,000 years in the analog age. We're expecting the digital leverage that we use to behave it with these ethical standards. And it's not happening. That's not happening. Number one, because machines don't have ethics. And number two, because a lot of the people who are creating the machines aren't installing ethics in them because we haven't defined, you and I haven't defined what digital ethics is. Well, digital ethics actually is very much like analog ethics because you and I are the ones who are expecting it. As human beings, as analog human beings, we will always require trust. You and I will always require trust, no matter how digital the world becomes, no matter how little analog our world is and how much digital it is, you and I will always be analog humans and we will always require trust. And because of that primordial fact, that primal fact, I should say, because of that, that's why we're feeling so anxious when the new digital leverage is not delivering that trust. Is not working for us in a way that makes us, that gets us the goods, that gets us the performance, at the same time makes us comfortable with it. For case in point, Yahoo now admits, this is in the news right now, Yahoo now admits that they've been scraping information from your emails. If you have a Yahoo account, or if you sent a Yahoo an email to someone with a Yahoo account, they now admit they've been scraping content from those emails and using that content, that information, to target you with ads. They now admit that. Does that sound ethical to you? It's not. But this is what I predicted in my book, The Third Ingredient. It's in episode 5. This is the next step. The next step after this scraping of emails, the next step beyond this, the bridge too far, is when they actually do what I call, that behavior is called upreus. It means they actually find out what you want, what you need, what's in your life before you even push an enter key. And how do they do that? Internet of things, virtual digital assistants like Alexa, those kinds of things. That's going to happen next. And if that's creepy to you, if you're uncomfortable with that, this is why I wrote the book, and this is why you and I have to decide. We have to define, we have to come together and decide what are acceptable ethics in the digital age. And in my opinion, scraping your data from your emails by Yahoo is not one of those acceptable ethical behaviors. What do you think? I'm Jim Blessing. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.